when you put things in the qualifications portion of a job description, they often are kind of redundant. The point is that those are the things you want people to address when they explain to you why they meet the qualifications for the job. So it seems to me that familiarity with GAP, as you stated, is important, is in the job description, and therefore one of the qualities that familiarity, and we want people to demonstrate to us how they have it. So to me, it's not redundant. It's appropriate for it to be in there. And so what I'm basically saying is I think most of these wording things, we're not disagreeing on what the content should say. We're just about perceptions about the understanding of words, and I think those are the same. So I don't see that what's in the amendment, what's the word? I don't think it contradicts what either Alex or Mia brought up. But of course, one is always free to of the amendment. So, but I'm not going to, I guess it is.
Okay. I'm sorry. Did someone else want to be back on stack? Campbell,
Ken,
you asked?
Ken to the stack.
Ken? Okay, Ken, you haven't spoken yet here. Go ahead.
Okay. I call the question on the amendment.
Okay. Thank you. So the question has been called. If you support the amendment, you will vote yes. If you do not, we'll vote no. We'll probably be at time. However the amendment goes down, then we'll move on to the main motion. Okay. So do you wish to read the amendment again, Tracy, just from where it where it's interspersing at and then what the actual language of the amendment is, just so people are clear?
Okay. All right. Change the text under minimum requirements 2. Qualifications. 1, 10 years of accounting and financial management experience, including financial analysis, reporting, not-for-profit compliance, and supervision of accounting staff. 2, knowledge of GAAP protocol. 3, familiarity with FCC and CPB requirements, strongly preferred. 4, experience explaining financial position and reports to lay people and disseminating financial information with clear and readable narrative and visuals. 5, facility with Microsoft Dynamics GP and ability to analyze accounting systems and software and update them where necessary. 6, experience with multi-unit budgeting and reporting, strongly preferred. 7, knowledge of the non-commercial broadcast sector, helpful. 8, CPA preferred. 9, excellent oral and written communication skills. 10, ability to meet deadlines under time pressure.
Thank you. So if you support the amendment, please vote yes, and then whatever we get with that, then we'll go on to the main motion. If you do not support it, vote no. Bill, can you take the roll, please?
You want to see if there's any objections?
Oh, sorry. I presumptively think there are objections. Sorry. Are there any objections? Oh, my God. Maybe not.
Yes.
See? I knew it. I can feel them in the air. Okay, Bill, can you take the roll, please? If you support the amendment, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. If you wish to do neither, abstain. Thank you.
Okay, Kinnearn?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Yes, for Teresa.
Yes.
I got you, Teresa, and Nia. I got both of you. Wesley Bethune? Not on the call. Carolyn Burden?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes.
So yes for Carolyn. Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis, are you on the call? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold? Not on the call. Heather Gray?
No,
not on the call. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Somebody's on a train and I hear a lot of noise. Afia, I didn't hear you. Laura Privis?
Yes.
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder?
Yes.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan.
Sorry, yes.
Okay, thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, yes votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. No votes. 1. So it's approved.
Sorry, I think I was on mute. You couldn't hear me, huh? Okay, thank you. All right, so the amendment has been approved, and now we will move on to the main motion as amended. If you support the CFO job description, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no. If you wish to vote either way, then abstain, please. Can you take the roll, please?
Summer, just for John and Anifia.
Yes,
I did change Roman numeral 2. Canvas correction, and I did write net asset.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So is there any objection to the CFO job description as amended? No objections? All righty then. Okay. Hearing none. CFO job description is approved. Thank you. Next, ED job description, please. Who's going to read that?
I haven't, unless somebody else wants to read it.
All right, and I'm hearing some typing in the background. If we could please mute the phones, thank you. All right, go ahead, Nia, if you'd be so kind.
Okie dokie. Okay. Roman numeral 1. Position reports 2. The executive director, or ED, is selected, supervised, and discharged by, and reports to, the collective body of the Pacifica National Board of Directors, PNB. That was approved without objection. Nothing here that I'm reading so far. I think any changes, Teresa, the secretary, she will remind me if I'm missing something. The definition.
Yeah.
The executive director, here and after, referred to as the ED, this is in italics, I guess this is the president of the Pacifica Foundation, general manager, chief executive officer, and chief administrator, and is responsible for management activities of the foundation pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws, including hiring of station managers of the five sister stations and national staff, with the exception of the chief financial officer, CFO. Implementation of board policies and bylaws. Oversight of fundraising, development, national programming, financial stability, physical integrity, and compliance with CPB, FCC, and ADA rules and regulations. The national finance staff...
Stop, Nia. I hear you, Ken. Somebody's talking in the background and having an entirely different conversation, maybe on the phone, maybe in person, but whatever it is, we can totally hear you, and it's interfering with our ability to hear Nia.
Point of information. I'm pretty sure that was Lauren's voice.
Well, she's not here in the office with me, so I can't really do anything about it in person. So, anyway, hopefully she heard us. Thank you, Nia, if you would resume, please.
Point of information.
Yes, Bill.
Is this the same version as what Nia sent us on August 6th from the personnel committee?
Thank you. All right, Nia, I'm sorry for the interruption. It was difficult to hear you. If you could resume, please.
Okay. The national finance staff works under the direction of the CFO. All Pacifica staff, including the CFO and other national finance staff, report to the ED. Both the CFO and the ED report independently to the board. That was approved without objection. Number 3, the ED ensures that the foundation operates in a fiscally and socially responsible fashion in compliance both with state and federal laws and with the mission of the foundation to operate radio outlets that encourage the creative skills and energies of the community to contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between such groups, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonism, and to employ varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, comprehensive, accurate, comprehensive news on all matters affecting the community. Approve without objection.
Okay, are there any objections to this job description, any amendments, any anything? And if not, someone want to move for approval?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, there's an objection.
There are objections? Okay, so let's take discussion then. All right, staff.
No, Madam Chair, we're not finished reading it. That was
I'm sorry. Jeez.
Okay.
Forgive me.
It was
nice and long. I apologize. I felt you take a breath, and I thought it was more than just a period or a comma. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Duties and responsibilities. General administration. One, responsible for fundraising, such as oversight of grant writing, major donor events, direct mail campaigns, etc. Approved without objection. Managing and supervising national staff and general managers to provide for the effective operation of the foundation's public radio stations in compliance with the objectives and policies of the Board of Directors and consistent with the Pacifica mission. Approved without objection. Appointing and facilitating the work of a national election supervisor in each year when elections for delegates are held. Approved without objection. Four, selecting general managers for each sister station upon vacancy from candidates presented by the local station board, LSB. Approved without objection. Five, selecting interim general managers in accordance with Pacifica bylaws provisions for selecting GMs. In the case of an emergency, the ED may appoint an acting GM from non-union management and staff. Approved without objection. Six, hiring, coordinating, and terminating supervised national staff in consultation with the Pacifica National Board. Positions include, but are not limited to, the Human Resources Director, Pacifica Radio Archives Director, Assistant to the Director, National Technical Director, Affiliates Program Director, Webmaster, Network Programming Coordinator, News Bureau Director, Administrative Assistant, National Development Director, and such others as may approve by the PNB. Approve without objection. Number seven, conducting annual evaluations of supervised national managers with recommendations in consultation with human resources where appropriate. Approve without objection. Eight, attending and participating in meetings of the Pacifica National Board and coordinating committee, including teleconferences, regular meetings. Approved without objection. Nine, ensuring the effective organization of in-person Pacifica National Board meetings, preparation for board packets in cooperation and assisted by the board chair and or coordinating committee. Approved without objection. Communications. 10. Conforming to the communication policies established by the board, including accurate reports and provision of appropriate information for directors upon request. Approved without objection. Number 11. Supporting the PNB in fulfilling its governance role through regular communication with the board and its officers. Approved without objection. Human resources. Number 12. Ensuring that stations and the network are managed according to state, federal FCC and CPB requirements, including state and federal labor and employment regulations, and that any grievances are addressed and resolved in a fair and timely manner. Approved without objection. Number 13, participating in union collective bargaining agreement negotiations and respond to union requests in collaboration with the general managers, CFO, and human resources as appropriate. Approved without objection. 14, supervising compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. Approved without objection. 15, encouraging equal opportunity and diversity in staffing, management, and programming at stations, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and in the National Office. Approved without objection. Finances, working with the Chief Financial Officer, CFO, overseeing the Foundation's budget, and providing for fiscal integrity of the Foundation within the approved limits of the PNB. Approved without objection. 17, developing fiscally sound budgets in coordination with the CFO, general managers, and the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. Approved without objection. Review financial statements with the CFO. Approved without objection. All right. Number 19, and/or authorizing expenditures as appropriate in accordance with budgets approved by the PNB, including but not limited to check authorization, reimbursements, consultant hires, and unbudgeted approval. Approved without objection. 20, acknowledging major donor contributions and other support in a timely manner. Approve that objection. 21. Bringing contracts to the Coordinating Committee and PNB for review and or approval on current policies. Approve of that objection. Programming. Number 22, providing opportunities for paid and unpaid staff and volunteers from network and affiliate stations to apply for participation in national coverage and or national programming. Approve of that objection. 23, ensuring the development of excellent national programming that covers major political and social events and topics. Approve without objection. 24, ensure that technical systems, equipment, and structures adequate for the production and distribution of programs are maintained. Approve without objection. 25, responsible for guiding the foundation through technological changes and taking the lead in defining how to harness new technologies to promote Pacifica and its mission. Approve without objection. 26, overseeing and developing affiliate relations and other collaborations in order to encourage productive and mutually beneficial relationships. Approve without objection. 27, promoting activities and development that makes it possible for Pacifica to maximize its audience and expand its membership. Approve without objection. Legal. 28, managing litigation and other legal matters with the PNB in consultation with Foundation Counsel and other attorneys as needed. The ED and Foundation Council are responsible for prompt reporting all legal matters to the PNB. Approve without objection. And there was a motion that retainers with all attorneys may only be entered into with board approval in the form of a motion passed by the collective board authorizing said contract. Approved without objection. 29, developing monitoring and procedures and policies and maintaining confidentiality on legal, personnel, and other appropriate matters in collaboration with the Human Resources Director or firm. Approved without objection. Finally, promotion. Number 30, serving as spokesperson for the Pacifica Foundation, representing it in business relationships with other national and state nonprofits, government agencies, the media, professional organizations, and similar groups. Approved without objection. Finally, 31, expanding positive public awareness of Pacifica through community events, media outreach efforts, and development of promotional campaigns, including prevailing technology and social media. Approved without objection.
Point of information. Question.
Hold on. Who's the point of information?
I
didn't find anything on August 6th from NIA. NIA, was it sent by you or from some other email address? Or?
No. Bill last Thursday, it was sent to the officers to be added to the agenda, and Bill resent it. I can send it again. Bill, do you
just
want
Bill,
me to
I
do it, what you said last Thursday, or do you want to do it? I can look for it really quickly.
This is Bill. I just resent what you sent us on August 6th.
Okay, great.
And
I'll
also attach
Alex on the sack, please.
Old version of the ED job description.
Okay, that's integrated in there. It's in a different font.
Okay.
Well, no. This is not what I sent you. The one you sent last Thursday. Send that email as I sent it to the officers. Oh, I'll pull it up.
Okay, sorry.
All right, I've got Alex and then Tracy. Is that right, Alex?
No, Ken, too.
I'm sorry, Ken, I didn't hear you. Alex, Tracy, Ken.
Okay. I think this is a pretty good job description, but it needs a few amendments, and I'd like to begin that. First of all, I think I'll refer to the numbers of the paragraphs. Number 16, where it talks about working with the chief financial officer, I think it should be clearly the lines of authority between the ED and CFO should be clearly delineated. The CFO reports to the ED. They do collaborate, of course, but there is a definite line of authority from one to the other. It's also true that the ED does not hire or fire the CFO, but there is a supervisory relationship, so I think that should be... So I would say working with the chief financial, working and supervising the chief financial officer, I would propose that as an amendment to number 16. And then just going back to the legal thing on number 28, I don't understand this addition, retainers with all attorneys may be entered into the board with board approval. That certainly does not belong in a job description. I would propose that that be removed. And there's also a section, I'm looking for it right now. Number six, hiring, coordinating, and terminating supervised national staff in consultation with the PNB, and it also says at the end, it lists a bunch of positions and such others as may be approved by the PNB. I don't think we should keep repeating in a job description that everything the executive director wants is able to do should be approved by the PNB. I think that's inappropriate, and it makes it sound as if this is a job where you're not going to have much leeway to do anything unless the PNB says you can do it. I think that it makes it sound as if you're going to be micromanaged by the PNB. I'm not opposed to the PNB directing the executive director, but it should be done in a much more subtle fashion. So I would like to remove those references to the PNB in number six. So that's all for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Okay, and I'm hearing like that, you know, thumpy computer sound where it goes bing, bing. Somebody's computer's making noise, and I can hear it, so probably other people can too. All right, next on stack is Tracy and then Ken. Go, Tracy.
Yeah, I agree with Alex's commendments, and I'm happy to support them. I have one more. Sorry. So I guess it's an amendment to an amendment. And it's the language in item 5. Blah, blah, blah. Let me get over there. And I would simply like to strike some of the language to simply say selecting interim general managers when there is a vacancy in the position. And the reason for that is that if we tie the hands of our ED for filling vacancies to the Pacifica bylaws process for selecting permanent GMs, we will have stations with 6 months or more with no GMs at all. And I think the statement that was put in the case of an emergency, the ED may appoint an acting GM from non-union management staff, basically restricts the ED's options, in some cases at some stations, to only one or two people. And that strikes me as overly restrictive and a bit dysfunctional. At KPFA, for example, that would have reduced the interim GM options to, I believe, two people, neither of whom, as far as I know, wanted the job. So it seems to me that that's not workable, and I would like to amend it to selecting interim general managers when there are vacancies. Period.
Okay.
I don't think we're unable.
Okay, here's my problem with what's going on. We're having like a working document edited on a meeting. Alex's various amendments haven't been voted on. Now you've got more amendments. We're going to have to take votes on all these amendments. Jesus.
Yeah, I would say
you are out of time on the main thing, so we will have to extend time.
Thank you, George. Somebody make a motion. How much time do you think it's going to need to finish? You know, and like not to put a fine point on it, but it's
20 minutes. 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Okay, it's 7 o'clock, folks. All right, is there a second for that?
What about 10 minutes?
10 minutes. Okay, we got a 10 and we got a 20. Is there a second for either one of those?
I'll second the 10.
Okay, that was Carolyn, so we got a second on the 10.
Okay.
Is there any objection to 10 minutes?
Okay. I just have a point of order, Summer.
Go ahead, Mia.
Okay. In order to make this is so confusing and unwieldy here, I think we should take them one by one, because for me to keep track of this now will be a little, unless Tracy wants to send them. Number five, you're saying, how should that read now, Tracy? Hello?
Well, actually, we had Alex's first, and there were several of them.
Well, I was going to suggest that we just take them all now, and I'll try, you know, or send them on the listserv, or I'll write them somewhere. But since I'm at number five, I didn't hear Alex mention anything above number five. So taking them numerically, in numerical order, that's why I went with Tracy's.
No, I'm sending it out. It's one sentence, so it's not that hard, but I'm sending it out.
It's not that hard, it's just...
A point of order?
Point of procedure, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I believe we have to take these in the order in which they were presented. Alex,
yes.
Amendments to 16, 28, and 6.
Thank
and
you, Carolyn.
Tracy's, it's to number 5. Thank you.
Okay, whatever.
All right, so let's go. Let's try to be orderly about this, otherwise it's going to be more of a nightmare than it is. All right. Alex, are you presenting your amendments as one basket, 16, 28, and whatever they are, the different line sections?
Okay. I mean, I don't have strong feelings about it one way or the other. I just want to get it through.
Exactly.
All right. Is there a second to Alex's proposed amendments?
Yes.
Okay.
That doesn't read very well for me. I mean, the topic is finances. I need Alex to explain that again.
Alex, can you reiterate, please?
What would you like me to explain? I'm not getting it.
Number 16.
The section is finances.
Section.
And you're saying that it's under finances, and you're saying that the CFO reports...
Oh, you're talking about section 16? All right.
Yeah.
I would like to change the wording. The following wording, working with the chief financial officer, I would like to make a one-word change, working with and supervising the chief financial officer. The rest of it can stay the same.
Gotcha. Okay. Are there any objections to Alex's proposed amendments? If there aren't, maybe we can just move on. Any objections? Going once? Twice? Two times? Hearing none? All righty then. Amazing. Okay. Next set of amendments. Tracy, you want to go ahead and reiterate what your amendments were?
So Alex has more.
I'm not finished with mine.
Oh, sorry, Alex. That's what I was asking. So are we just, okay, so are we taking them one by one? That's what I'm asking. Do you want to present these as one amendment at a time so people can object to one and not another, or do you want to do them all at once?
Just the way you just did it, Summer. Nobody objected to that. Let's go to his next one.
Next one, okay.
All right, the next one, the order was that I presented was number 28. I was simply proposing to delete the second paragraph that says retainers with all attorneys may only be entered into with board approval in the form of a motion passed by the collective board authorizing said contract. Whatever you think about that policy, whether you like it or don't like it, I don't think it belongs in a job description. So I would recommend that simply be deleted.
Yeah, I would second that.
Okay.
Which item number?
28, Carolyn seconds.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Again, which item number is that?
28.
Yes.
Oh, 28. Oh,
actually,
yeah.
Yes. I mean, when, I guess when either Teresa or I sent that should have just been part of 28. It should be the sentence for 28. That was... Go ahead, we can just vote on it.
Okay, so go ahead. Read the amendment again, Alex.
Ken, to the stack, if we're going to vote, I want to just make a statement about it.
Go ahead, Ken.
It's a change in operating policy being pushed into a job description, using the job description as a method of changing our operating policy. So it's inappropriate to do that. I agree with Alex. It shouldn't be shoved in there. It's not part of the job description. And also, it's getting around the process of making a motion and getting it approved separately. It's like throwing it into the job description, sneaking it in. That's my comment.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to go into the confidential information of how how many retainers have come as a surprise to the board after the fact, and the questions that have arisen from that. And it was always a practice. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it is the board that gets sued, and it is the board that needs to decide about litigation, and it is the board that needs to approve attorneys. It's been the long-standing practice, and when it's not codified somewhere, it becomes a problem. And I think it does belong in the job description.
And again? Call the question on the amendment.
Okay, thank you. If you support the amendment, please vote yes. If you do not, please vote no. Does anyone need to have the amendment read again before taking the vote? Okay. Bill, can you call the roll, please?
Ken Aaron?
I vote yes to eliminate that section of 28, as Alex recommended.
Thank you. Ivan Elsame? Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Nia Bediako?
No.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune? Not on the call. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Razon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis, are you on the call? Don't believe so. Revlon Gold? Not on the call. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Campbell Johnson? Can't hear you, Campbell. Ali Lexa? Can't hear you, Ali.
Campbell said no.
Okay, got you, Campbell. Thank you. Let's see, Ali Lexa? Didn't hear you. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Thank you. Laura Privis?
No.
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
No.
Thank you. George Ryder?
No.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg? Can't hear you, Tracy. Dan Siegel?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. I'm here. The vote is yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, for Tracy. Yeah, got you, Tracy. Thank you. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Is that Dan?
No, I vote no.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Alex?
Yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
No.
Thank you. Anybody else whose name I called that I didn't hear you? Want to vote? That was Wesley, Kathy, Revlon, Ali. Didn't hear any of you. Or Ivan. Okay, yes votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So the amendment fails.
Okay, thank you. Next amendment, Alex?
The next amendment was that concerned section, let me see, I think it was number 6, was it? Yes. Okay, I would choose to remove this phrase in consultation with the PNB after it says hiring, coordinating, and terminating supervised national staff. I mean, it's sort of understood that things like that are in consultation with the PNB, but that doesn't mean that every time the executive director needs to take an action regarding personnel, they have to first ask the PNB. And that's sort of the impression that wording gives, and I think it presents the responsibilities of the executive director in a poor framework. And we're looking for people who, qualified people who want this job, and I don't think that's going to help. And I would also, there's also another reference to such as others as may be approved by the PNB at the end of Section 6. I would ask to remove that as well.
You're out of time on this one.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to extend time?
This is Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would like to refer back to the committee.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second to refer to committee?
A second, Marcel.
Thank you, Marcel. Is there any objection to refer this back to committee for?
Yes, I object.
Okay, there's an objection.
A point of information, to which committee, Madam Chair?
I don't know, Lydia. Which committee to which are you referring?
To the search committee, because this is already from personnel to search.
Okay, to the search committee. So there's a motion by Brazone to refer the job description back to the search committee, and there was an objection, and we are out of time, which means someone either needs to move for more time or we go to a vote.
I move that we extend for 5 minutes.
Is there a second?
Yes, second.
Rosenberg, second. Thank you. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? All right. All right, so we have a motion on the floor to refer to committee. Do we need to have debate on this, or shall we take a vote on it?
Can I say something?
But I would like to talk about the amendment, Summer. But we could talk about both at the same time.
Well, right now the thing that is on the floor isn't the amendment. Now there's a motion to refer to committee on the floor. So go ahead, Alex.
Okay, we're in a time crunch. If we refer this back to the committee, we're not going to get back to this for at least 2 weeks minimum, probably. That's going to slow up the search process for the executive director considerably. So I would really, there's no reason to refer this back to the committee. We're making good progress on this right now. We just need like 5 or 10 more minutes to complete this.
Teresa,
okay.
Stack. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Was that Teresa?
Yeah.
That was Nia after Alex.
Sorry, no. I just wanted to hear who it was. Nia and then Teresa.
Yes. In terms of Alex's amendment, I really think. Let me just try and see how I could do this because we're in open session. I would really encourage people to leave it as is, for the simple reason that we would not want an executive director to make a mistake on terminating someone without, sometimes, two heads are better than one, and there was almost a situation, you guys know what I'm talking about, where someone, okay, I'll just leave it at that. I think it's good to come back to the board just to avoid litigation. It's not micromanaging, just, like I said, two heads are better than one. I think it's safer to do this because we could have had a problem last year.
Thank you, Teresa.
Bill. And Carolyn.
I guess I'm
a little bit upset because I really wanted to get to the vote tonight on the face-to-face meeting. And I know there's a lot of pressure for people to sign contracts. And I wanted to do the vote on the KPFK budget, and I wanted to allow the personnel committee to get the announcement out about the CFO job description. And frankly, we ended our search committee meeting last night, and we didn't get around to discussing the ED job description. And I had no idea that the search committee would allow us to go into such detail about this ED job description. If it was so important, I wish we had discussed it last night to have found a little bit of consensus before it came to the PMB. If we won't allow the vote on the face-to-face meeting tonight, which I feel is critical, then I'm going to ask for a PNB, an extra PNB meeting. I don't know how much notice I need to give, but then I want an extra PNB meeting to discuss that issue. And I want it to be known to everybody. Because I think it needs a vote, and it's been on the schedule, and I want to be fair to everybody, but I want to vote on it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. And I'm sorry, who is after Teresa? I want to say Ken? No, Bill. Bill, yes.
I just think it's micromanaging to have the PNB approve or work with an ED on national staff. I mean, the local boards, no boards overseas, things like that for staff at the local stations. And so I agree with Alex's amendment. I support it.
You're out of time on this.
Thank you. Okay. Is anyone moving for more time, or shall we take a vote? Okay. It sounds like we're going to take a vote on this, maybe.
Summer, can you review your process here?
I'm sorry, can I review what?
Point of information, we're voting to return to committee. We're voting to return to committee.
That's correct.
Okay. That's the vote, whether to return
to point of order.
Committee. Thank you.
Point of order.
Who's the point of order?
I believe first you have the vote to return to committee has to wait until we vote not only on my amendment but on Ms. Rosenberg's amendment.
The reason someone puts in a motion to refer to committee is because there are too many amendments to continue in the time available.
Well, it still has. I mean, there's still an order of precedence, isn't there?
No.
Thank you, George. Go ahead.
The motion to postpone is in order. It takes whatever the state of the whole process is at the moment, whatever the state of the motion on is the floor, in the floor, and I said postpone, I meant refer, and it takes that and sends that to the committee. You don't have to go and...
Thank you, George. I mean, the reason for that just follows logic, because if you had to go through all of the other things before you could go to a motion to refer to committee, there'd almost be no point to refer to committee. It's because there's too much material to, in theory, to wade through on the remainder of the call. All right, so we're out of time. There's a motion to refer to committee on the floor. If you support that, then please vote yes, and if you do not, then please vote no. Bill, will you take the roll?
Okay, this is a motion
for Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, Campbell,
point
what?
Point of information.
Yes.
Yes, I thought we had an amendment, and we weren't going to go ahead and vote on the amendment. We are just voting on referral to committee now?
That's because the referral to committee, yes, that was proposed, and there are still amendments pending, but the referral to committee takes precedence. So that's what we're voting on right now. If it fails, then we'll be back at somebody needs to make an extension of time to go consider the amendments, or we run out of time next meeting, next
and,
week.
Well, we'd be able to vote directly on the amendments, wouldn't we?
If it fails to go to committee, but we are also out of time. And let's take one thing at a time. The motion on the floor right now is to refer to committee. If you
I'm
support
sorry,
that,
point yeah. of information here. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Sir.
If we do not return it to committee, I think Campbell's point is that we vote on it at the next PNB meeting. Is that correct?
No. I was saying go forward on it tonight.
Well,
we vote on the amendment,
time.
Then we vote on the main motion.
I see. Okay, thank you. You're right. Thank you.
And we have 8 minutes till 7:30 Pacific. Okay. So the motion on the floor is to refer to committee. If you support it, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Bill, could you take the roll, please?
Ken Aaron?
Yes, refer to committee. Refer
thank
to
you.
Yes.
Ivan Elsimay? Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen?
Yes, I agree to send it to committee.
Okay. Nia Bediako?
Let me just think for a minute, because this thing's been here since August. Let me just pass for a second.
Okay, Leslie Bethune? Not here. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Thank you. Liddy Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes no, I think. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revlon Gold? Can't hear you, Revlon. Heather Gray?
No.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
No.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza?
Pass.
Okay. Laura Privis?
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. Thank you. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder?
No.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Oh, hi. Sorry, Bill. I was on mute. I vote no. Don't send it to committee.
Okay, thank you. Dan Siegel?
No.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
No.
Thank you.
And I changed my vote to no.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Passes. Nia Bediako?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Afia Wangaza?
I think I'll go no.
Okay, I believe that's all the passes. Yes votes, we have 1, 2, 3 no votes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 So the motion referral fails.
Okay.
George.
Madam Chair for the stack, Teresa.
Oh, and George, I'm sorry, what?
I want to be on the stack.
Okay, you want to be on the stack. Okay, Teresa and then George.
Point of order, ma'am. Should I spoke first?
I'm sorry, Campbell, what is the point of order?
Yes. So then now we're engaging to vote up or down an amendment?
Yes, and there's, you know, we're out of time in 4 minutes, 5 minutes, so there's no point in taking more time. Yes, that's correct.
So we can vote on the amendment and then vote on the motion, right?
Well, there were other amendments.
Point of order, there were other people on the stack with other amendments.
There are. I don't see this happen. I mean, you know, I believe in all sorts of miracles, but I don't believe that this is going to get voted on in the next 5 minutes, personally. But, George, did you speak before Teresa? Did I miss you?
I did. I want to extend time for 10 minutes.
Okay. You know, and I hate to tell everybody, but the same reality exists every single meeting. We have a lawyer that I keep waiting to go on call.
Motion. If I have a second, it's on the floor.
Okay.
I'll second the extension.
I'm sorry?
Carolyn seconds the extension for 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
I object.
Okay. Let's take a vote on it. Bill, will you call the roll, please?
Okay. Ken Aaron.
No.
Wait a second. I'm making a note here. Okay, Ivan Elsame? Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Thank you. Leslie Bethune? Not on the call. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Thank you. Liddy Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier? Abstains. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revlon Gold? Can't hear you, Revlon. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson? Can't hear you, Campbell. Ali,
yes.
Alexa?
Campbell Johnson,
okay,
yes.
Campbell, yes. Thank you. Ali?
I'll vote yes.
Thank you, Afia Wangaza.
Yes.
Thank you, Laura Priebus.
Yes.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Marcel Reed.
Abstain.
Thank you, George Ryder.
Yes.
Thank you, Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Thank you, Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Thank you, Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Thank you, Andre Turner. Can't hear you, Andrea. Okay, yes votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. One no vote. And one abstention. Two abstentions. So it passes.
Okay, so we got 10 more minutes. Alex, you want to go back to the amendment that we left?
I am on the stack.
I'm sorry, Teresa. I'm not even sure which amendment we're on at this point. Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, I move that we have a PNB meeting next Thursday to discuss the face-to-face meeting.
Okay, it's Teresa, we're already scheduled for a PNB meeting next Thursday. I think we're scheduled for a PNB meeting every Thursday.
And I move that it be first on the agenda, Madam Chair.
Point of order, this is completely out of order in this context.
It is totally out of order,
Madam
Teresa.
Madam Chair, tell me how it can be happened, because I find this is obstructive.
Frankly,
amend the agenda when we get there.
It's the same jockeying for position on the agenda that occurs at the beginning of every call. Teresa, you need to make a motion to move it to the top of the agenda, and you have to have enough support to get it there. That's how we make this not happen. We all know if whatever you're interested in doesn't end up at the top of the agenda, we won't get to it at that meeting, probably.
Well,
you know?
Madam Chair, I surely hope that we get any contracts before next meeting.
I object to this member eating up the time that we have.
Point of information, Madam Chair, this is not about that motion, but just when I checked the calendar, we're not scheduled for next week. It still has development, so you may want to correct that.
I'm not going to necessarily schedule us unless somebody, three members can ask to schedule a meeting, and if something else has to
I thought you said we were scheduled next week.
I thought we were, because I was under the impression, frankly, I'm operating under the every Thursday theory right at the moment.
Have we approved the national budget yet?
No,
we
haven't.
If we haven't, then it should be on there. It's just a calendar issue.
Thank you.
Information.
Bill?
It is on the calendar. I'm looking at it right now for next Thursday, the 11th.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Oh, okay. Then
thank you. Okay, I thought we were scheduled. Okay, so we're chewing up our time talking about what we're going to do next week. Let's see what we're going to do this week.
George.
Okay, George. Go ahead.
I'd like to call the question on Alex's motion to strike consultation with the PNB.
You're right.
Coordinating.
Okay, thank you. Question's been called. Okay, folks, it means we take a vote. So if you support striking that portion of the ED job description, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no. Bill, will you call the roll, please?
Well, he didn't say striking it.
Alex, will you reiterate what your motion is?
That is a motion.
I mean, your amendment.
My amendment was to delete the words, number 6, where it says hiring, coordinating, terminating, supervise national staff, just delete the last in consultation with the PNB, and on the bottom of number 6, where it lists the different positions, and it says, and such others as may be approved by the PNB, just delete those words, and such others as may be approved by the PNB. The rest of it is fine as far as I'm concerned.
Right, that's what he said. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Okay, so the question's been called. If you support this, then please vote yes. If you do not, then please vote no.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame? Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen?
Abstain.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
No. We have too many
people. Thank you. Wesley Bethune, still on the call. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brisson?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis? Not on the call. Revel Gold?
I'm not on the call now.
Okay.
I'm on
Hi, Revel.
Now. And,
sorry.
I've been on the call for a second or two.
Okay.
Pass.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Thank you. Ellie Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangazo?
No.
Thank you. Laura Priebus?
No.
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
Thank you. George Ryder?
Yes.
That's a yes? Okay.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes. Dan Siegel votes no.
Okay, you got it, Dan. Thank you. And I got Alex Andre Turner. Can't hear you, Andrea. Revlin, you're passed.
Let me vote no.
Okay. So, yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hello?
Yes?
This is Ivan. Yes, I vote no.
You vote no? Okay. Yes votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Somebody's checking me, I hope. Two abstentions. So it's a tie.
That's it, Bill. 882.
Okay.
Fails.
You both have 88?
882.
That's correct.
882. I'll break the tie. Yes.
How do you vote?
Yes for the amendment.
Okay.
Striking the language. Thank you.
We are out of time. And,
we're at 7:35. The lawyer's been wanting to know when we're going on the call. I don't think we can get through any more amendments tonight. Obviously, we're going to have to come back to this ED job description next week since there were other amendments pending, okay? I don't see any other way around that right now.
Summer, there's only one other amendment pending that I'm aware of.
All right. You know what? It's all up to the body. Does somebody want to extend for 5 more minutes?
Well, we can just vote on it up and down without
okay.
A point of order. There were other people who had amendments. Tracy had amendments. I had amendments.
Okay, that's what I thought. There's more than one amendment pending. Guys, I mean, I know you all want to get it all done in one night, but this thing obviously is still a work in progress since it came here.
Tracy, with a point of order?
Yeah.
Can I make a point of order, sir?
You can always make a point of order.
It's a point of information. I don't know.
I'll take either one.
So the Alex amendments have been dealt with. My amendment is on the table. And in theory, if that's the only thing on the table, we just go to a vote on the remaining amendments entirely. Was Ken amendments on the, was Ken's amendment on the table? Was it introduced?
No. It was not.
No.
Okay.
So we can vote on your amendment, but was yours was introduced, correct?
Okay. Yes, mine was introduced and it's on the table. If Ken's amendment has not been introduced and it's not on the table and we're... He's out of luck, and he can bring it next week.
Exactly.
But
so let's vote on yours. It's fine, Tracy. Can you reiterate the motion? But we're out of time, so we're going to have to just vote on it, folks. No long discussions and moving. And then, like I said, the ED job description is going to come back up on the agenda next week because this isn't finished yet.
Let's go.
All right. Tracy, could you read your amendment, please?
Yes. Change the text in item 6 to number... Change the text in item, Jesus, is it item 6 or 5? Shoot.
5.
Change text in, thank you. Change text in item 5 to selecting interim general managers when needed to fill vacancies, period.
Okay, I'm sorry, can you reread that?
Yes. Change text in item number 6 in the existing ED description 2. I'm sorry. All right, starting at the beginning. Change text in item number 5 in existing ED job description 2, selecting interim general managers when needed to fill vacancies, period.
Thank you. Okay, that is the amendment on the floor. We are out of time. If you support it, vote yes. If you don't, vote no. Bill, please take the roll.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame? Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Nia Badiaco?
No, let's bother about us. No.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune, stand on the call. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazone? Can't hear you, Lydia. A pass? Okay. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis, stand on the call. Reverend Gold?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Thank you. L.A. Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Laura Brutus? Can't hear you, Laura. Marcel Reed?
No.
Thank you. George Ryder?
Yes.
Thank you. J.C. Rosenberg?
I vote yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea. Lydia passed. Lydia Brazone?
No.
Okay. Who's that?
This is Sophia. I'm sorry. Could you just summarize the question?
Oh, Jesus. In the middle of a vote, it was a change of a line of text. I want to read the line of text, Tracy.
Hello?
Oh, no, not in the middle of a vote. Come on.
It would take 2 minutes. Rather than saying selecting interim general managers in accordance with Pacifica bylaws provision of selecting GM, in the case of an emergency, ED may appoint an acting GM from non-union management staff. And Tracy is truncating most of that say to appoint interim general managers when there's a vacancy. I think that's what I have scribbled here.
Okay. Thank you. Can you continue with the vote call, please, Bill?
And okay, yeah, and then
no. No.
And then somebody else was trying to speak up. Okay, I got you, Fia. Somebody else was trying to speak up? Thought I heard someone else.
Can you hear me now?
Hello? I hear somebody. Who's that?
It's Dan.
Is that Dan?
No, it's Dan. Dan Siegel.
Okay, Dan. Yeah, how do you vote?
No.
Okay, Dan votes no. Okay, thank you. Hopefully that's all the passes. Yes votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hello? I'm
yes.
Sorry, I seem to have a problem with my phone now. I would have to vote no.
Okay, it's Ivan. No votes.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That includes you. So, motion's approved, 9-7.
And the motion carries. The amendment carries. Okay, the rest of the amendments will be next week, folks, okay? So, thank you, everyone, for being in open session, and now if we could please adjourn to executive session quickly.
Somebody have to vote on the whole thing.
Well, there were other amendments that people wanted, and...
But time ran out.
Time ran out on the amendment.
Roberts rule says summer.
I move to postpone for the next meeting.
That was defeated.
No, that was defeated on a particular agenda. Jesus.
No. Lydia made a motion to send this back. That failed, right? So then we were working on this. Now, Carolyn, after she the motion to postpone, I guess is always in order.
Yes. Okay, motion to postpone. Is there a second?
Summer, you've already announced the meeting was adjourned, and I think some people already got off the call.
I think so, too, because, we had on the last amendment, and we continue next
week. Well, they should know Robert's rules. They should not have gotten off.
Yeah, well
they did get off, and we can't.
The motion's adjourned if it wasn't
can't
adjourned.
Have a vote now. Sorry.
Folks, we got to bring
it's
it back.
Come up next week anyway.
We'll have it at the beginning of the
meeting. You guys know the right thing to do.
Hello?
So we're adjourned, correct?
We're adjourned.
We're adjourned.
Ha, ha, ha.